Dr. Chris Olson, president of NMU. I mean, you have a amazing turnout of students on a snow day. Here they thought they had the day off, and look, they're all down here helping volunteers search for their fellow classmate, and the businesses that have chipped in too.
Yeah, just a tremendous turnout. Can't tell you how proud I am of all the students and all the community members who have been out today. Obviously, it's been cold, but they know how important it is. So just a really grateful for everyone and for provisions, for letting us set up shop here, and for all the businesses that have donated food and supplies across the day. So thank you. It's a credit to the campus and the community.
Absolutely. I mean, it is just a great turnout here, and all the food and everything. Anything else that you want to add, Dr. Olson?
No, just thanks to everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you. Carly, what's your involvement with this whole search effort?
Well, I'm a Northern student. I'm a graduate assistant in the marketing department. So I've been working with our team to try to get as much as we can out on social media. I actually just met Trenton over the weekend, and because he's a Wildcat and he's a part of our family, I think that every single student here wants to help out and do whatever we can to bring him home.
What have you and your fellow students been doing today?
My friends and I actually started looking yesterday, last night. We didn't know about the provisions cam yet, but we started at the bridge, which was the first picture that we found, and we walked that whole trail, going through the trees, going through all of the snowbanks, and once we found out that we didn't have school today, we knew that we had to put every effort we could into being here today. So we've been looking all day. We got here around 9 o'clock and have been just working with staff here and all of the different search parties and going to whatever location is next.
We will certainly thank everyone that is involved with this here, but obviously provisions, and looks like you've had a lot of food donated. I mean, what does this mean when you see the community pour out their resources?
I think it really shows a lot about Marquette and the university. I think that we are such a strong community of people, and you can tell that we all work together and use whatever resources we can to help with this project. I mean, it's obviously been very stressful and a tough thing, but having all these people to support us today really means a lot, and I'm so thankful for all the businesses allowing us to use their resources and donating food, and even just poles to dig through the snowbanks has been so nice, so I'm very grateful.
I mean, I've seen a team of probably students come through my neighborhood. I've seen them all around town. Do you have any idea just how many people are out there right now?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I've probably seen a few hundred so far today, but I know there's people going door to door at basically everywhere in the perimeter that he's been seeing, knocking on every single person's door and saying, hey, have you seen Trenton?
Obviously, it's a snow day. No school, no classes. But you guys are out here anyway. It's a working day for you guys.
Yeah, it is. I think when provided with the opportunity, Wildcats in the community say, hey, you know, we don't have school for a reason. Let's get our resources together and go help someone and their family.
You said you met Trenton over the weekend. Is there anything that you can share about, you know, that interaction, or anything that you know about him that you want other people to know about?
I know that he's a very outdoorsy person from what I've heard through his other friends, and he knows the trails, so it makes sense that he would have taken a walk, you know, down the bike path, but I only had a brief interaction with him, so I don't really have any other information than that, but yeah, my heart goes out to his family and to all of his close friends. I know this is a really tough time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.